another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Wind City's Tank! I'm Pete. In front of me is Brent.
Hi, everybody.
How are you this week, Brent?
I feel great. I feel like shit, actually, right now, but I had a good week.
Why do you feel like shit?
Because I just drank too much alcohol yesterday.
Why did you have a good week?
Because I started to figure out how to sleep.
Oh.
I found some sleeping pills at work.
What are they?
They're actually just Target brand sleeping pills. I swear to God.
So for those people in the crowd.
The crowd?
Who have, you know, the people who gather in crowds
sure.
to stand outside the speakers
right.
that are blasting this radio show. The
how fucking
if any of them
set up fucking like just set up speakers in the building so everyone could hear us talk mm-hmm. to each other, which is I guess what this whole podcast is. People just listen to us talk to each other. Talk into your microphone. Matt's here also.
Yeah, Matt, our web guy. You're kind of a web guy, right?
He's everyone's web guy.
You're a link guy.
Yeah.
Take care of that. No, I've spent my entire life searching for.
Target brand,
no, just,
Insomnia,
yeah.
McDonald's
yeah.
pack.
I've taken everything you could ever imagine, everything like herbal and all this shit. And
that shit doesn't work.
No, I've literally, the only one I found that works is this Target brand fucking...
As soon as somebody says herbal,
yeah.
you might as well just say,
right.
fucking kill me
like
right
sleepy
now.
Sleepy Time Tea is just like pee. Like it's just some guy's pee. And that's not going to help you sleep. I don't care how healthy it is for you. All right.
Exactly.
Moving along. It's like kind of a big show today.
It is. I'm going to do one thing here and say go to TwinCitiesTank.com.
Sure.
Click on the store and buy yourself a Twin Cities Tank t-shirt and help support the show.
The money goes back into the show, not into our pockets.
Well, it came out of our pockets originally. So
follow the money trail of the Twin Cities Tank t-shirt. It's, buy a shirt. They're pretty. I'm not gonna go out through how pretty they are again. I feel like we've beat that into the ground, but they're good shirts.
Yeah, they are.
I'm wearing one right now.
I haven't seen them before.
Matt, your involvement with the show is almost
come on.
Over.
Yeah,
come on.
It's ridiculous.
I'm ready to leave.
Just say they're good, and then we'll move
amazing.
On.
Amazing.
Act as
I
if.
I changed my pants. The second time, I did change my pants.
Okay, can you actually change your pants now?
That's what I've been doing ever since I got here.
Matt comes over, he changes his pants, then he goes home.
It's not that they stink or anything. We just don't like to look at these kinds of pants.
Yeah. Right.
Corduroy doesn't work with me.
I feel like this is doing a huge disservice to our listeners to not tell you what kind of pants he's wearing. He's wearing Zubas with the crotch cut out.
Blown out.
The old crotchless bear suit trick.
They were blown out.
February 12th, Triple Rock.
What's happening there?
God Came From Space, my band, Ratcatcher, Fiero, and Kentucky Belt Fight, all bands you've heard on this show before. So go to Triple Rock on the February of the 12th of
February. 2 days before Valentine's Day. Bring your Valentine there, and you get in for free.
That's true.
That's not true.
I don't know. I'm not in control of stuff. You know, I can't control who brings our Valentines to places.
No, you can't. But
if I could, they'd all be at the Motorhead show.
They'll get in for free.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. Go there.
I'm making
get
you a
in
promise
for free.
Right now.
If what are they going to do? Sue us?
What's a fucking Triple Rock going to do? Sue us? Oh, yes? Okay. Shit. As I mentioned before, this is going to be a huge show today. I got a huge guest coming on. I'm excited. Matt, are you excited?
I'm very excited.
That's very true.
It's going to be fun. So we're going to, do some old segments, talk to a very famous rock and roll star, and
who
make you laugh
would
a little
that
bit.
Be?
Well, as soon as he gets here, we're going to have the great Phil Anselmo on our show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Living legend.
I kind of don't want him in my house.
I kind of think we should be more excited than we sound right now.
You'd think we'd be a little more ramped up than we are. But,
yeah.
Okay, Phil Anselmo is my favorite rock singer ever. And he's going to come on the show today, and it seems like I'm fucking telling you that my aunt is going to be on the show. But I'm really excited for Phil and someone to get here. So as soon as he shows up, we'll talk to Phil a little bit. Is there anything else we need to cover before we get this fucking shit going?
No. Oh, yes.
What?
Upcoming next week. Oh. We have two interviews with comedians coming to town.
Sure.
Be looking out for those. They'll be bonus episodes. We'll have Nick Thune and Mark Maron.
The wonderful Mark Maron.
Nick Thune will be at Acme next weekend. That's whatever those dates are, 19th, 20th?
The week of the 12th. So
it's the week of the 12th, so...
I think the 9th through the 12th, he's at Acme. He's funny as shit, so go see him.
9th through the 12th? I think that might be wrong.
I don't think it is.
Monday... No, yeah, you're right.
Most people work this stuff out before they start recording their podcast.
No.
I'm just really excited that you're here and Matt's here.
Right.
And then Nick Thune is coming. And Mark Maron will be at the Mall of America.
I think Mark Maron might kill us.
I'm interested to see what Mark Maron does when he's not recording himself talk. I can't tell if he's...
There was one comment he made on one episode of his WTF podcast. That's his podcast. Where somebody told him that... Whenever it's an older guest on his show, he sucks up to him. And whenever it's somebody younger, he just fucking rips into him.
Yeah, I remember hearing
that. And at that point, I realized that was true. And,
so we're dead.
Yeah, so he might just start ripping into us.
Anyway.
But at least that'll be entertaining to listen to us get ripped into by Mark Maron, which I'd be proud to do.
If anyone's going to fuck with me, it's going to be Mark Maron. If anybody else tries to fuck with me, I'll tear him apart, Pete.
What about Phil Anselmo?
If Phil Anselmo fucks with me, I would just let him punch me. So why don't we... you want to play...
Somebody save Phil Anselmo!
Oh my God, he's here, you guys. Let's play a song and we'll do a Phil Anselmo interview.
What's up?
Phil, what's up,
man?
Oh,
fuck. You going to talk to me when you come back from playing a song?
Yeah, we're going
to
play a song real quick. You ever heard this band before, Phil?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Misery Index. You like them?
Fuck them.
All right, we're going to play Misery Index. We're going to get Phil some coffee, and then we're going to... Because he needs to be more anime.
White pow! So that song is called The Spectator. If you don't like it, blame Matt because he picked it.
I like the death metal for some reason.
I don't know what it is.
And if you do like it, then send a complimentary email to fuckmattpeterson@gmail.com.
Did you ever try now that you just brought this up, did you ever try and jerk off to that scene in Mallrats where she... Or she's in the changing room, and then, like, right, like, when...
For those listening, we're watching Dazed and Confused, that blonde
Joey Lauren Adams
that is in both small
racks. Like, fucking rub one out to that scene, and then Kevin Smith's fat head flying just ruined the entire project for you?
What do you mean, ruin?
Matt?
What do you mean, ruin?
Matt, what's going on with you? Just because you look Kevin Smith doesn't give you a reason to jerk off to pictures of
him. I'm registering, fuck you, Matt.
You took the words right out of my brain.
Oh, God. Well, I think we got Phil some coffee. Let's should we get him in here again?
What's going on?
What's going on, Phil? How you doing, man?
Hey, it's Phil and Selma.
Phil, what have you been up to, buddy?
I'm just taking it easy.
Well, you've been playing a lot lately?
No, man. I'm taking a break from that right now. Trying to get my brain straight, you know. I was out promoting The Pantera box set that came out a few months back.
Good.
The Cowboys from Hell special edition.
What was special about it again, Phil? I can't remember.
Oh, you know, it's got a bunch of posters. Nobody gives a fuck.
Goddamn.
Well, I'm not here to promote shit.
You're just here to hang out.
I'm just here to watch a kid eat tacos on TV.
Having Phil and someone in your house is really weird. I gotta admit. I kind of feel like you could just go off at any time.
God damn.
Phil, so you got the record label that you're running, right? Housecore Records?
Yes.
What's going on with that, Phil?
I am. Fuck you, man. I'm not here to promote all my shit. I don't care. You know, I do what I do in my spare time. I try to get out, smoke heroin,
So, yeah, I heard a rumor you were sober. That's not true, is it?
Look, man, I didn't come on here to talk about heroin. That's fucking, I do what I do. I keep myself busy, go ape shit once in a while.
Phil, you know, we're all huge Pantera fans.
We were
devastated what happened to Dimebag, you know, when that shit went down. How's that going? I mean, is that something you still think about?
Well, yeah, I wasn't allowed to go to the funeral. But
that's so sad.
You know, I sat in a hotel room and I stared at a camera for a while and recorded some stupid videos. They were awesome.
They were awesome.
They went viral on the internet.
That's right. You kind of teared up on those, didn't you, Phil?
Yeah, but you know, it was just for the internet.
Right. That's what I like about you.
You gotta please your audience, Brent.
That's what I like about you.
Brent?
Probably. It doesn't matter. You can call me whatever you want to. I'm just glad you're here.
Sitting here with Brent and Kevin Smith.
Well, Phil, let's talk a little bit about the history of Pantera.
Go ahead.
When did you join Pantera? Was it 87?
Shut the fuck up, man. You know all this shit. I've been telling this shit for years. Let's talk about something new. You know what I'm saying?
Phil, I heard you like to surf.
Fuck no.
Surf the internet?
Fuck no.
I heard you bought some new pants.
Fuck no.
Phil, do you like this new flavor?
I've been wearing the same pants I've been wearing since Cowboys from Hell released a special edition box set.
Are they like your lucky pants then?
Nah, I've only had them for about 6 months.
Well, Phil, do you ever listen
to the full description of
Phil, what do you think of the
time
new...
period of which I bought my pants?
What do you think of the new flavors of Doritos?
What the fuck flavors of Doritos they got
Spicy
now?
Spicy chili.
Oh, man, Doritos, they've been around a long time. And, almost as long as paying fucking Terra. And the one thing I can say about Doritos is I don't care.
Sure.
I like them.
That's fine.
You smoke a bunch of fucking weed and you eat a bag of Doritos. And then you go work out.
That's another thing. I've watched all the videos, and you seem to be in really good shape. Are you still working out a lot these days?
Man, I'm not here to promote working out.
Here to promote your body?
That's cool. You know,
I mean...
Yeah, people gotta stay healthy. You gotta smoke heroin and do some push-ups once in a while. You know, on the road, you gotta stay healthy. You're riding around in that goddamn tour bus. You start to sit on your ass a lot. You know what I'm saying? White power.
Sure. Right. That's, I mean, you know, you got to keep active. How do you keep active when you're on the
man,
road?
Man, let's not talk about this anymore. I'm not fucking whatever that little faggot is that he you know runs around and dances and teaches people how to fucking exercise.
Ben Affleck?
No, man. Came out with a video. Richard Simmons.
Yeah,
that
he's
guy.
Good. He's dead.
Yeah, I'm not fucking rich. Richard Simmons is not dead.
Jack LaLanne died, though.
The juice guy?
As a fitness buff, how did you feel about Jack LaLanne passing?
Fuck him. I don't give a fuck.
You know, he's white, though, right?
Whatever, man. You know, all I give a fuck about is Pantera and my own and Super Joint.
And is there anything going on with Super Joint right now?
Yeah, we're about to release our all cover record.
Whoa, no shit. What's on it? What songs are on it?
Well, you know, I play the tuba.
And, yeah, we all know that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always been a passion of mine. Drop acid, do a tuba. You know how it is. And
Phil, you're kind of a mess, huh?
Man, fuck you.
All right. What well, no, fuck? let's talk about the cover songs on the Super Joint album. What's on there? What songs? Songs we would know?
Man, I didn't come here to... Well, we got this one song by ZZ Top.
What, really? Which song?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess you guys are from... You're from Dallas, right? You live down in Dallas?
Well, I was originally born in Louisiana.
Sure.
Yeah. Dallas.
Wikipedia that shit, people. Well, I mean, let's talk a little bit about what you got going on musically now. I mean, you said the Super Joint thing, but, I mean, I heard you were doing some hardcore bands and stuff.
I've been doing some hardcore drugs, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I do.
Well,
love drugs.
You know, I don't like to call them hardcore bands. I don't like to put labels on things except for Pantera.
What would you put the label on Pantera?
It's just Pan fucking Terror, man. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I actually do know what you're saying. Well, Phil, I really like that you're here. Is there anything that I can get you while you're here?
You got any weed?
I got some weed.
All right.
You want to smoke some weed?
Well, you know, yeah.
Phil, do you find that weed helps you work out harder?
Man, I have no idea.
I feel like
you know, I just
up.
Do what I do. I smoke weed. I go fucking work out. I go drop heroin. You know, I play a show with Super Joint once in a while. And I go and record a goddamn CD and release Cowboys from Hell again.
Do you, is there any plans to re-release any other Pantera records? Maybe put out...
We're going to release them all.
You're going to re-release them all?
Yeah, you know.
Re-release every Pantera record? Every time there's an anniversary of a Pantera record, you're going to re-release
them? Well, not an anniversary, but we keep, you know, we keep putting it out there. I'll bet if you go into a record store right now, you can find Vulgar Display of Power.
Do you think it would be...
That's a re-release of Vulgar Display of Power.
Would it be a huge accomplishment for Far Beyond Driven to be the only metal record that debuted twice at number one on the Billboard chart?
Well, yeah, no, they put all that commercial shit on it. It was good. You know, if we re-release it, it will hit number one.
Good. I can't wait to hear all the same songs on those records again.
Well, you know, we try to mix it up again. You know, the philosophy of Pantera goes. We don't give a flying fuck about anybody else.
I feel like I've heard this somewhere before.
Yeah,
Let me ask you a question.
You know,
this is hypothetically. I mean, you still
if you
talk.
Hear it out of me, you hear it out of me again.
You re-release that statement again.
Yeah, that's right. We re-release it. It comes with a poster.
Phil, do you ever say something and then re-release that same thing in the same interview later?
You know, it's got the goddamn cameras on you. We're filming for the goddamn home video.
Let me ask you a question. This is hypothetical. Do you still talk to Vinny? Vinny Paul.
I run into him once in a while. He's
with
playing
your car,
with
or what? What do you mean?
Yeah,
you guys
my
friendly?
Car. Yeah, it was a fucking joke here. No, you know, I run into Vinny Paul. He's hard to miss. You know, he's kind of fat.
He's a fat guy. Yeah, that sucks. Well, let me ask you a question. This is hypothetical. We were talking about this the other day. Would you ever think about maybe doing a you, Rex, and Vinny, maybe with Zach Wilde or something, doing fucking Pantera shows, maybe?
Man, fuck you.
Really?
I didn't come here to fucking talk about Pantera.
Phil, that's
I'm not
all,
trying
that's
to post.
Literally all you've been talking about.
I'm not trying to impose my beliefs on unsuspecting Christians.
Phil, you have a post in front of you that says Doritos and Pantera on it. That's all that you wanted to talk about today?
You know, things appear on paper once in a while. You don't know exactly where they come from.
Let's talk about...
You know, if we looked at this piece of paper, how do we know that this wasn't just created? The universe was created right at this moment, and it was just implanted with memories in our brains already, and this piece of paper existed before that.
Are you fucking serious?
Fuck you, man.
Let me ask you a question, Phil.
Yeah.
Are you on heroin right now?
Shut the fuck up. Man, this is the weirdest goddamn interview I've ever fucking
Phil,
done.
Phil, do you know what a podcast is, even?
Fuck you, man. This is a podcast. You know, it's one of those internet radios.
Right. And with the internet, you've had some problems with the internet before.
Yeah, I have a viral video. I feel like we're covering more of the territory.
You've blamed a lot of the media for twisting around things you've said. There was a famous quote about you.
I don't remember any of that shit.
You said that Dimebag deserves to be severely beaten.
Yeah, I said that.
That was something that you said was taken out of context. Can you kind of tell us what the context was?
The context was I wanted to beat the shit out of him. I don't see how that exactly was taken out of context. I think the quote where I said it was taken out of context was taken out of context.
Wow. That's some, like, multi-layered context.
You know.
Matt, is there anything you wanted to ask Phil something, right?
Yeah, why do you always have a problem with people asking you questions? I've heard a lot of stories about you yelling at students at different universities where you've been invited to talk, and then you end up yelling at some of the students that ask you questions.
Look, man, if you end up going to college, you deserve to get fucking yelled at. College, that's just a fucking brainwash, you know what I'm saying?
Bill, you didn't go to college then, did you?
Fuck college. Fuck you and your college dream. That was a re-release.
I can't fucking deal with you, Phil. You're too much. So what do you have to? Where are you off to after this? I mean, do you like Minneapolis? Do you enjoy?
Fuck this place, man. It's not fun. Have you been outside here?
Yeah,
it's like the goddamn toilet paper factory.
Why is it like a toilet paper factory?
There's just white shit everywhere. It's fucking cold here, man.
Phil, you're a real sweetheart. Are you in town for a while?
Nah, I'm leaving right after this to go to the fucking airport and get this shit away from you guys.
God, Phil. Well, let me ask you one last thing then, since you're still here.
All right, one more question for Phil Anselmo.
Here it comes. It's a re-release of a question from earlier that you didn't answer. Would you do a tour with Zach Wilde playing guitar instead of Dimebag?
Fuck you. I totally would.
So is that something that we could maybe think about looking forward to in the future?
Yeah, well, you know, me and Dimebag never got along. That's why I wanted to beat the shit out of him. So when he died, it was kind of a godsend.
Do you still want to beat the shit out of him?
Well, you know, it'd be hard to get to his body being down on the ground and all in his Kiss vault. But you know, if somebody dug up his body, yeah, I'd beat the shit out of it.
So you would do? You would entertain the idea of doing a tour with a different guitar player?
Fuck yeah!
Because that's Pantera.
That's Pan fucking Terra.
That's great, Phil. All
right, I'm gonna get out of here.
I can't thank you enough for being here. It just means the world to me to see you here.
Wipe your assholes, motherfucker.
Let's go to a song real quick. What do we got up here? Anybody know?
White Power.
Let's go to a fucking song.
This is Degeneration by the Lone Rangers. from the movie Airheads. That band, Degeneration.
That band is Adam Sandler, Steve Buscemi, and Brendan Fraser.
Did they really play that? Really,
I don't know about the guitar playing, but I know that they actually did play as a band. But I don't think
Brendan Sandler play drums?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew he played the
guitar. No snare drum. Yeah, I think he's a pretty well-rounded musician.
I did not know that.
I mean, I don't care, and I'm not going to research it, but...
Absolutely not.
Do you want to do some news? Let's get Matt in on this. Matt, does anybody in this room know what the fuck is going on in Egypt?
I know somebody farted.
Somebody farted in Egypt, and it caused a shitstorm. Yeah. And someone stole the pyramids, or what happened?
Yeah, something about the pyramids being dusty.
The pyramids are dusty.
So it was kind of like one of those David Blaine tricks where he makes the Statue of Liberty disappear, right. Only he made all the pyramids and the Sphinx disappear. And yes. They literally actually did disappear.
And that's like... A B story. The A story is somebody farted. So somebody farted in Egypt and just caused a ruckus, and then the pyramids disappeared. But everyone was so distracted with the fart that they missed the pyramids.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the whole sleight of hand thing.
Right.
Sleight of hand is stealing all the pyramids.
Distracting.
The misdirection was the fart.
Yeah.
Look right. Weird, the fart, and the holy shit.
I think they're both connected.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, you gotta think that, you know, somebody's behind this for a reason. I mean, why would you want to steal the pyramids? What would you? Could you get anything for them? Even are they even worth anything?
You could bring them to Antarctica.
Oh.
And shoot them into space.
Just so you know, that's where Gwar lives.
Oh, good.
So if Gwar gets,
I think Superman's there too.
Suddenly, Antarctica became the coolest place on Earth. You got Superman.
Literally, Gwar. Right?
Ooh, beep, pop, boop. You got pyramids. You got Gwar and Superman.
I thought Superman was on the North Pole.
Matt, if you...
Whatever, Matt. You know what I mean.
If you open your mouth again, I'm going to fucking punch it.
I probably shouldn't show you my Superman shirt.
The North Pole is this summer house.
Okay, so I think we've finally got caught up. I never pay attention to things, so when I see chaos happening, I'm always like, I always just assume that it's just like, I'm sure that'll end
there
up
there goes
fine.
That
like,
darn yeah, Middle East again.
Like, it could literally be like fucking 40-foot spiders crawling all over Egypt, and I'd be like, that'll probably work itself out eventually. Like, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal to me.
That's not happening here, right? But
didn't they shut down the internet there?
Yeah. Well, fuck, people were organizing groups on Facebook, I guess.
How the fuck
are
people...
And so they shut down the internet.
How the fuck are they going to hear this?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You guys have a big,
huge following.
Our biggest following is in Egypt.
Goes,
those are where our biggest numbers come out of.
Twin Cities, Egypt, Northern Canada, and then outer space. That's like our biggest demographics. We have a lot of moon monsters that listen to this show. It's really important that we get that out there so we acknowledge their existence. I think we covered our current events. Let's talk.
Yeah,
about...
Yeah, that was a good.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've all been paying attention. I think we're all pretty... We got our finger on the pulse, current events.
Exactly.
Matt, don't just shrug at me, all right?
Sorry, you don't want me to talk all the time.
I want you to just talk. Talk a lot.
Just right. Talk into the microphone.
Okay, sorry.
All the time.
Okay, sorry.
Let's get to some real
all
news.
All the time.
Let's get to some real news stories.
Matt, you're not talking right now.
I'm sorry. I can probably look something
focus,
up.
Focus, goddammit.
Well,
probably the biggest
Why'd
story...
Why'd you stop talking there? Okay, I'm sorry.
Probably the biggest story of the year. Beavis and Butthead's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Mike Judge decided that making half-ass movies... I didn't like Idiocracy, to me.
Yeah.
That was okay.
It's good. I mean,
it's one of those movies where it's like it's an interesting idea, but right. Then it just gets...
Poorly executed.
Stupid
it's,
by I mean, the
it's
end.
Got, it's got good jokes in it.
Yeah. I like that movie, Invention of Lying.
Mm.
Like, it was kind of funny to see everybody telling the truth all the time, but then by the end, you're just like...
Are you saying that you get lied to a lot?
Yeah, I get it. Everybody tells the truth all the time. It's not funny anymore.
Pete, do you tell the truth all the time?
No.
So if I asked you where Phil Anselmo went, what would you say?
He went to the airport to get the fuck away from us, like he said.
I feel like he liked it here. Anyway, Mike Judge is writing new episodes of Beavis and Butthead that apparently will air, was it this summer? Guys, help me out here.
You're the one with the news.
So, MTV, which I didn't even know they fucking existed anymore. They just have, what, a bunch of fucking Guidos finger banging each other, and then they have a show where kids fuck each other now or something.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to watch MTV. But now they're coming back with probably maybe the greatest show of all time, TV show.
Guys? Yes.
Guys?
100%, Brent.
Okay.
I never watched
I'm backing you up.
Thank you. It will debut on June 5th. That's what I'm reading here. June 5th, Beavis and Butthead comes back, and there's a reason to watch MTV again. That's kind of fun news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although I was watching MTV today, and they had a True Life episode, and it was about My Parents Are Broke, I think was the title of it.
How do you fix broke parents? Hi.
No, you don't. True Life... is just where they follow him around.
Oh, yeah, that's not... The maid is the one where they...
Maid is the one where they try to change
someone's
him.
Someone's like, I want to be a sushi chef. And they have some sushi chef come in and kick them in the balls until they know how to make sushi.
Right.
So True Life had a thing where My Parents Are Broke.
Yeah.
What do you do when your parents are broke?
Apparently you go to walk around a carnival and you let your kid ride one ride and then he gets really sad because he can't ride any more rides.
How the fuck can you only afford one ride?
All she had was $10 in her pocket, Brent. The whole thing was like, yeah, okay, you're broke. A lot of people are broke. I've been broke before. Probably not with kids. That would, I understand. That's a little bit different.
Sure. It seems a little.
However, just the way this lady handled herself in front of her children was just like, well, yeah, no wonder your kids are fucking depressed because you're broke. That's all you fucking talk about.
God. When I was younger, I was super.
I can't give you a ride at the carnival because I'm broke.
Yeah. You don't tell your fucking kids that.
Yeah,
we were poor as shit when I was growing up, and I had no clue.
How about if your kid starts crying because he wants to go on another ride, you tell him to shut the fuck up because he's had enough rides.
You're just going to barf again, and it's going to make me sick, and then I'm going to barf. And your dad's going to beat both of us instead of just me.
It can't be really that broke if you're going to carnivals.
Well, no, she only had 10. She had to walk to it with her teenage brother.
If you only have 10
dollars. She had enough ride. She had enough money.
If you only have $10 in your pocket or to your name, maybe the carnival might not be the best place.
Which
to
gives
go.
Me the other point of maybe the reason she's poor is because she has poor money management.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she spends it all on carnivals.
Yeah. Like, I have $10.
Like, I can buy these groceries, but the carnival's in town.
I could buy like 1,000 ramen noodles. It should help solve my problem.
Right, that would solve the whole food thing. But then where am I going to get any entertainment from, carnival-wise?
Here's an idea. Find a board, put it on a pivot and back, and the kid has a little sawhorse to play on.
These are so easy. Like... Whenever I see poor people, like, you can't afford kids. All the food that kids like is stuff that costs like 40 cents.
Yeah.
Like, kids like macaroni and cheese and fish sticks. You can literally buy 400 fish sticks for $10. That's what kids like, is shitty food. Like, you can't be like, oh, my kids aren't going to be able to eat filet mignon tonight. It's like, kids don't like that shit. They like fucking trash because they're stupid. Moving on.
Here, I got you 8 boxes of Play-Doh. Eat that for dinner.
If you run out of that, here's
some... By the way, you were an accident.
Here's some glue. Yes. You are completely 100% a mystery. Like, you showed up. I was 6 months pregnant before I even knew you were in there.
Isn't that another show? Like, I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yeah, and you just poop out your baby, and you're like,
"What the hell is that?" Like, no, I had nachos.
Like, someone's like, "Hey, where's Bethany going?" Oh, she's just gonna go take a dump real quick. She comes back with a baby. Like, wow, I did not expect that. First of all, it came out. It came out the front, which that, wow. And then the poop was a baby. All right, story number two for tonight. This is big, you guys. You guys like Two Live Crew?
Yes.
Matt?
Not yet.
What?
I ignore them.
I mean, the night's young.
Luther Campbell, the front man of Two Live Crew. He's running for mayor of Miami.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
As if Florida couldn't get any worse.
Right. Florida's obviously just, it's literally, should just have a doormat with a picture of a little bag of cocaine. That's all that Florida exists for, is to get drugs into the country. But Luther Campbell is going to apparently take care of that. You want one of his, well, first of all, he's mad frustrated, which should show you.
Of course.
Which should show you how motivated he is. I mean,
does he have a quote that says, put your lips on my dick and suck my asshole through?
Yes. No. Well, he said face down, ass up. That's the way he wants to fuck.
Yeah.
But one of his main, this is insane to me, coming from him. His thing is, one of his financial things is, he wants to start taxing strippers. Apparently strippers don't pay any taxes.
Right.
So he wants to make the strippers pay taxes. That's his. That's his. His solution to the budget crisis.
Was he just like sitting in a strip club and going like, "Here's some money, bitch," and then just realizing as she's stuffing it into her pubes was like, "Holy shit, she's not paying any fucking tax on that. That's just going right to her kids and food."
Is that? I just looked at her W-2 after I ate her asshole out, and I noticed that she wasn't paying. Okay, that's his plan. That's his platform: is tax the strippers. That's what Luther Campbell wants us to do.
So does that mean that they're going to get like weird change back when they give their money to him?
I don't understand your question.
You know, like they'll have a percentage until
oh, yeah. Like you have to like pay a stripper like you 21.07 yeah. So she can make it even 20.
Yeah,
on
it says $20 on the, you know, the deal. But
sales tax on a lap dance.
Carry on a little coin purse and their twat.
Yeah, they got one of those little like
like Robin Hood, like a little pouch.
Like with the little push buttons.
Like the old faggot at the casino. I don't know why I just said he was a faggot. That's weird. I didn't need to do that. Want to hear a really an awesome personal Luther Campbell story?
Yes.
A couple years ago, Two Live Crew played at the Lab, Station 4.
I know a story you're going to tell, and let me just start off by saying it was told by Steve, which leads me to believe, me personally, I think this is a total bullshit story. However,
either way,
I'll let you finish.
If it's bullshit, then he deserves credit for making it up. But apparently Two Live Crew was sitting in the basement of basically where they keep the extra boxes and beer and stuff of Station 4. Basically a storage closet. And Luther Campbell was... he wanted a pizza, so he went upstairs, apparently made him a pizza, and then brought it to him as he was sitting on a chair in the middle of the room having anal intercourse with a young lady. And he put the pizza on his lap, on his naked lap, and just ate pizza after he just got done butt-fucking some hooker.
I'll also eat pizza.
I don't know. It just tastes different if you... Oh, God, I really should have butt-fucked before the pizza.
It's telling sausage is stale.
So hopefully people in Dade County decide that they want strippers to carry coin purses, because Luther Campbell's stepping up to the plate.
Yeah, boy.
Let's see, what else we got in the news? This is ridiculous. Oh, they're remaking a bunch of movies, and they actually are awesome movies, because they're all Stephen King movies. Mm-hmm. So let me get you guys' opinions on some shows, or some movies. The Stand, good movie? Great movie. No?
I did not like The Stand.
Okay, well, it was a TV series, a miniseries.
It was a miniseries. It was a four-part miniseries, and I actually purchased it from somebody who I think stole it from somewhere.
Okay.
For $5.
So that's illegal. You just admitted to buying stolen property?
Yes, I absolutely admit to buying stolen property.
Okay.
And
I know some people in law enforcement that might be interested in that story.
So, one night, whatever the fuck, I don't have anything to do the next day.
Sure.
So I stay up all night watching The Stand. The first part of The Stand, totally awesome.
The part where everyone's dead at the beginning, they're playing Don't Fear the Reaper?
Yeah. Yes, and those guys in hazmat suits are like pulling everybody out of their house.
Yeah.
And Lieutenant Dan's there.
Yep.
And he's like, it's because I'm country, don't mean I'm stupid.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways.
Dave, want some ice cream?
So then the middle part, it's okay, but it seems like it's building to some climactic end where they...
Randall Flagg's taking over at that point.
Right. And then the fucking end, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen The Stand.
Spoiler if you were planning on seeing a movie that came out in 1994 but haven't done it yet,
right.
Turn this off, go watch 14 hours of The Stand,
yeah,
and then Pete will tell you this.
Disc 4, after seeing, yes, it's all of them are 2 hours, so it's 8 hours into it. The fucking climax of the movie, where there's nothing supernatural or anything like that happened up until this point.
Sure.
They get into the town, mm-hmm. and face the people who are going to kill them,
mm-hmm.
with a nuclear weapon. And some fucking digitized hand comes out of the sky and blows up the fucking atomic bomb.
It's God.
That's it. No long, drawn-out battle scene.
Right. No, I feel like... But I feel like if they have to... Like, they're talking about maybe stretching it over a couple of movies, but I feel like if it's a motion picture, I think it'll be awesome. As opposed to being like a
mini-series. They better come up with a different ending. Because for all that build-up, for 6 hours of build-up...
Well, didn't he tack on, like, another 1,000 pages to it or something?
Oh, let's just have God's hand come out of the sky and blow everybody up.
That's called dues machina in the motion picture industry.
What the fuck?
It means God in the machine. Jeez, you guys, don't you know about fucking film? Anyway, so that's fine.
Film Anselmo.
who was just here, by the way. Great guest. They're also, and this is something that's awesome for me because I love this movie, but I feel like it could use an update. Pet Sematary. Fucking awesome. Eddie Furlong's probably not going to be in this one, but that's fine. And they're remaking, I believe, It and possibly doing a Dark
But they're doing Tower. Them as movies and not
right.
8-hour miniseries.
Yeah, why the fuck? All of his other movies were fucking movies that you could go to the movie theater with a girl and finger her while you watched it. But then, like,
yes.
It,
as opposed to staying home and watching it on DVD right, and fingering her.
Who wants to do that?
No. I don't want to get that shit on my couch.
Exactly. Who wants to finger someone in your own house? Grody. There's a no fingering zone, baby. There's a new couch. This couch is on layaway.
Can you lay down like a few newspapers before I finger you?
Oh, do you have a pet bird or something? No, this is where I finger my wife. But why would they take It and The Stand, two very successful books, and turn them into fucking like Sunday night miniseries shit? Why didn't they just make them the right way the first time?
I don't know. Right. Weren't miniseries big for a while?
They were. There was
they kind of around that time. They had Baby Jessica's little miniseries, and I Know My First Name is Steven.
Roots.
Roots was before our time, Brent.
Roots is during my time now, because I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Back there was that period in the late 80s, early 90s, where they came out with all these, like, multiple day...
Right. That was back when there was fucking nothing to do. And yeah. People would sit around and watch that
you
shit.
You didn't have so many television channels, so you're like, oh, fuck it. Let's raise it. That was when people, too, would like actually watch something
right.
if you promoted it.
Yeah.
Like, you have to promote the shit out of something right now? like,
seriously, please, just watch the Super Bowl. You're going to like it. You're going to really
I know you have 80,000 channels.
I'm going to watch Atomic Moose. She made up a show called Atomic Moose. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. People used to just, like, fucking huddle around the TV and watch whatever was on. Like, what's on tonight? Oh, some guy's going to kick a fucking toad down the street
fucking,
for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, cool. Holy shit, must-see TV Thursday?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch Friends and ER. And a lot of people did that.
Yeah, must-finger-wife Thursday.
Must-finger-wife put down newspapers. Asterisks.
But, yeah, so that'll be kind of actually interesting. I'd like to see an update of Pet Sematary, because I like that movie. Mm-hmm. I like when that baby cuts that guy's Achilles tendon. Ooh.
All right.
And I like fucking Zelda, the skinny bitch with the back problems.
Of course you do.
All right.
Should we go to a song?
Yeah, because I don't really feel like a lot of shit happened this week. Is there anything else you guys want to touch upon, Matt?
No, I don't.
Matt,
you don't either.
You
don't
entered.
Let's go to a song.
Okay.
Enough time has passed.
Oh my God.
You're right.
This is You're Invited But Your Friend Can't Come by Vince Neil.
Come down the sides. Show me what you're gonna do.
Don't go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds.
For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
NCPenseGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening.
Hey, everybody, we're back.
Pete.
Twin Cities Tank, what?
I've seen Vince Neil play that song live.
Have you?
At The Rock in Maplewood.
How was it?
I'm dead serious. It was awesome.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Good.
I just wanted to jump in.
That was a good story.
I don't want you living the rest of your life thinking that I never saw him do that live.
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
For me.
For you. All right. Thanks, Matt, for hanging out.
Yeah. Hey, you bet.
Hey.
Thanks for entering that Kevin Smith lookalike contest. Winning.
Wow. The jacket is what really seals it.
It really, it's the
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You look good.
You think so?
You look fucking awesome.
Thanks, Brent.
I would lay down newspaper right now if he wasn't here. I would finger you until you passed out.
Oh my God, that's the first thing my dad said to my mom.
Really? No, they met. And they said maybe one day we can squeeze out a fucking maniac kid that goes and listens to death metal and fucking fingers other girls.
It's gonna be on my epitaph.
Good God! That's right, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right,
you're a gem, Pete. I like you too. I don't, however, like Mexico because it is dead to me.